Step five on healing the essentials are boundaries. So at this point, you have felt the motivation. You have felt this inner flare and power. You have worked on your self-worth and started investing in yourself. You are working with shifting and understanding your identity and letting go of the identities that may not serve you, that are attached to your dis-ease or illness, and you are replacing that with an identity of your choosing, of a vibrant, healthy person. And so that means you're taking actions, and people around you are seeing it. They're feeling it. They're looking at you. I'm like, something's shifting. Something's changing. And maybe you have told them, and maybe you have not. You know, the sad truth is that misery loves company. Also, that people fear and oppose things that they don't understand. And also, people can only see as far as they have gone. We're first going to talk about boundaries with people around you. Think of some people that may be direct sabotagers. How do they make you feel? What do they say to you that makes you second guess yourself, or maybe that used to make you totally throw your hands up in the past? But now, from completing the first four steps of the healing essentials, they are unable to shake you. And it's you that is able to put up a boundary. What does that boundary look like? Is it that you just straight have a conversation with them, saying, I do not appreciate you not supporting me, or you teasing me in this way, or you tempting me in this way, or your attitude when I speak of something that is empowering me or a goal that I am doing? Maybe you have to shift your relationship with that person. Maybe instead of doing food-related things with this person, you do nature-related things or craft-related things or fishing things or whatever it is to shift the relationship so you don't have to put up hard boundaries, or so you do not have to lose that relationship. Plan it out. What kind of boundaries are you going to put with your family for holidays, birthday parties? What kind of boundaries are needed? Most have fear that when putting up boundaries and doing things for themselves in this manner that may hurt somebody else's feelings is very difficult. But remember, you are worth it. And them being upset has nothing to do with you and your boundaries. It has everything to do with them. How they handle rejection. How they have coped with maybe not living their best life or being able to stick to a diet or be able to be strong at a social event for their greatest good. Set these boundaries with love. There does not have to be any negativity or animosity or total disconnection when you place boundaries. And I know that is a myth that normally go together with setting boundaries, is that they are hard and that they are stern and that they are could be mean or harmful or destructive, and that is a myth. Boundaries are being set with love because now you are loving yourself so much that you are taking care of yourself the way that you as an individual needs to be taken care of. And that can really empower the people you are setting boundaries with to do the same for themselves. Usually when one does something really hard like that, it gives permission to those around them to do the same. It holds a space showing that actions that are hard can be done in ways that feel good. Feel empowering, feel loving, feel kind. You will have to look at your individual relationship with each person that you feel you may have to set a boundary. And each boundary may be different. It is worth spending the time to cultivate the ideas around this, to make them long-lasting, to make these boundaries happen with a smile and empowerment. Now, boundaries are also going to have to be set with yourself. Different situations, maybe different types of foods, are more tempting than others. What are your boundaries going to be for your success? For example, some may be there is no sweets in the house, or no bread in the house, or no visiting certain types of restaurants. If you are a night eater, maybe it's no eating after dinner, because you know that could be a cascade effect downhill. What are some boundaries that you have to put with yourself to stay on this healing journey? Plan it out. Write it out. You've done this before. You have been here before without the tools. So now you have the tools, you have the inner power, you have the knowing of yourself. So now's the time to plan for your success and lovingly put down boundaries, not just with others, but with yourself. Congratulations for making it to step 5 of the healing essentials for your healing journey. I will see you in step 6.